Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all that is under the sound of my voice. This is Pastoral Styling with the Anointed Word Ministries. I'm so blessed to be here today. It is only by the grace of God that I'm able to come to you this morning. And I give him praise and thanks for all that he's done for me and doing for me and mine. I pray that all is well with you and your family. But I would ask you this at this moment, if you get a chance and you find time in your busy schedule, tune in to this broadcast. It is worth hearing. Today, praise God, we just give God the glory because guess what? None of us is here today without his blessing, without his hand. Because, you know, death creeped in last night and took someone, praise God, that thought they would be here today. Give God the praise and the glory for your life. Always give him the glory because without him, I want to let you know whatever you're doing is not on your own merit, my friend. It is because it's the grace of God that is holding you up. Amen. And I want to say praise God. Thank God for the support of this ministry through Graham Private Ministry Academy, private school, 1 through 8th grade, and Graham Private High School. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of you. We give God for your time that you would take to even listen because the word is important. But what I want to talk to you today about, my friend, is something that's more important than you would say the word, prayer. We got to pray, people. We have to pray. The Bible says, tell them in season, out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it, say it anyway. Be repetitious with it. Because I think sometimes we think we do everything we do on our own, but it's no such thing. We talked about that in our last series, we talked about prayer. And today we're still going to be talking about prayer because prayer is of a supreme importance in the life of the believer or the Christian. It is so important that it must be, praise God, supreme. That we put it first, that we think about prayer first. Before we rise in the morning to get up to go to our in different direction, we need to pray. We need to pray, people. Pray. Make prayer your life. Allow prayer to become your life. I know some people, I don't want to hear what you need to hear it. And don't turn this off. Don't walk away. You need it. We need to know, praise God. We have gotten away from what God has given us and have given to us that we can use in any circumstance. Amen. But this morning, Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for watching over me, keeping me with the mind to call upon you. And realize, Father Yah, that I can do nothing without you. I have nothing. I am nothing and nobody without you. I can't even raise my hand without you. I could not even take a breath without you. I'm thanking you, Father. As David could say, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough for me to praise him with everyone. I still wouldn't be able to give him enough praise. And I want to remind you of something. You got to understand something. The Lord, he created you only to praise him and to worship him. You weren't created for nothing else. He did that because he wanted to communicate with you. The communication, strong key, awesome key, communicating with God. That's what he did it for. But we don't even talk to him. Oh, we don't even talk to him. We don't even want to be around him or talk about him. But I want to let you know one day we will give an account of everything we've done in the body, whether it's good or bad. Some people think when you go out and close your eyes, it's done. Let me help you out. No, my friend, it's not done. You just begun to live. Because you must understand what we do here today is temporal. It is not real. It is temporal. When you leave this body and escape from this body, you go into the real world and you will see what it's all about. Remember, you will hear these words again. Amen. But this morning we're going to talk about prayer. Prayer of a supreme importance in the life of the believers or the Christian. And we talked about, praise God, the Lord model prayer, that he even used it for his disciples. He used it. The disciples used it. But you know, we don't even teach our children the modern prayer anymore. We don't even teach our children the Lord's Prayer. Teach them. And the Bible said we stopped on the last part of the prayer when we were talking about we must be able to forgive our debtors as they have forgotten what? Forgiven us our debtors. We must, praise God, ask for forgiveness of our sin. And we must also forgive those who have sinned against us. Stop holding grudges. I don't talk to her because she did what? Listen, in order for God to forgive you, you must be able to forgive somebody else. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Many people have died and left this world and gone on into the next world and still have not been forgiven or forgiven other people. Don't allow people to have that much authority over you. And the word says here, the Bible says, that Yahuwah would forgive us all our sins as we forgive others who have what? Sinned against us. That's not my saying. That's the word in Luke 6:37. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. Because you got sins now. I don't care how you jump, how many tongues you speak in, how long you wear your dress, whatever you want to do, you still got sins. Just remember that in Mark 11:25. However, it doesn't mean that the person whom you have to answer before, but Yahuwah, for whosoever they have done to you, whatsoever they have done to you. And it's just important to remember that human forgiveness is our responsibility. You hear that? It's not God's responsibility, it's our responsibility. And the judgment belongs to Yahuwah. Belongs to him. That's where the judgment belongs to. And it also says in the modern prayer of the Lord's Prayer, it says, lead us not into the temptation, but deliver us from the evil, the wicked one. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which Yahuwah has promised him to those who have loved him. James 1:12. There is a purpose for whatever we do. And that's, praise God, you must understand, there are circumstances and consequences for what we do. For yours is the kingdom, his kingdom, the power, the glory, the essential glory, and forever and ever. Amen. But this passage, praise God, not only shows our acknowledgement of Yahuwah, that is him, that is supposed to be in us and with us to whom we pray. But we must illustrate why we pray. You understand? We must understand what we pray. You don't have to put on a show when you pray. If you are praying sincere to Yahuwah, then guess what? It is for real. A prayer without confidence that Yahuwah can accomplish what he is asked for is foolishness. It is in this very study here, for ours and yours, and the range, the kingdom, the power and the essential glory, forever and ever, though which we express our knowledge of Yahuwah, to whom we pray, praise God, and his power and the glory which we give to him alone. Yahuwah, the kingdom, is the kingdom that we aspire and work towards. The expansion, praise God, of the thoughts of the witnesses. This is his promise, his power in us, in which we trust for our what? Salvation and for our esteemed glory to whom we work. We offer up this prayer to him in recognition of his power and his love to us. To us. We recognize, so when we come to him, this is why he spoke it so many times. He said, come to me where? In spirit and in truth. I want to deal with you in spirit because your flesh I won't deal with, but I will deal with your spirit. I can accept your spirit, but your flesh I deny. Hallelujah. He denied the flesh because the flesh is an enemy to him. Now, praise God, we must understand the majority of the world and the population believes prayers about reading or reciting words that someone else has written or the words that you sound so eloquent about. You sound eloquent. You know, you're speaking them so correctly. You are so politically correct, and it sounds fantastic. But the words must be said in the right way and in the order, praise God, and at the right time, whosoever they are involved with, whoever it involves. For most religious people, most religious people pray in the most effective when it sounds right, it looks right, and when the ritual is performed is right. Everything changes when Yahuwah came. He would pray on the hillside of a naturally, as he prayed in the temple, he prayed in the woods the same way. Praise God. Yes, hallelujah. Ha, glory. He spoke, praise God, Yahuwah in the refreshing, in the straightforward way, as though he were talking to a father. When you pray, you are praying to the Father. Abba Yah, Abba Yah. You are praying to the Father. He taught us to pray in the same way. The important thing is when you pray, people, your Yahuwah prayer or any prayer from memory, or even in your personal devotion, what is it that we are thinking about when we pray? We're praying, is it because we know the words? This is not praying and will accomplish nothing. Hallelujah. I would assume that anyone who prays anything from memory, indulging in vain repetitions and not really praying from the heart. The Lord wants the heart, the spiritual part of God. You have to come to God with a made-up prayer. Go to him and pray to him. God, here am I. I am a sinner. I need you to save me, God. Lord, wash me. Cleanse me with the hyssop of your word, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my Redeemer. Come on. You got to pray from God. You don't go and pray because somebody, you hear somebody, everybody get in competition, want to try to pray each other. God ain't in it. It's not biblical. I believe we should use Yahuwah's prayer as a petition for our prayer life. What Yahuwah taught his disciples is a structure for prayer that starts with praise. Father, I thank you for this day. God, I'm glorifying you because you, Father, you are the reason I'm here. You are the reason I'm able to lift up my voice unto the hills. You got to come to God. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah, and really pray. You got to pray, praise God, out, praise God, out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And you must always praise God. We are saying it because we know the words. This is not praying and we accomplish nothing. I would assume that anyone who prays anything from memory is indulging in vain repetitions. Yes, sometimes you may have to come and just sit before God, meditate upon him. Meditating upon him. Joshua taught his disciples the structure of the prayer that starts with praise, followed by our needs, daily bread, and then asking for forgiveness and ending it with more praise. It is a simple pattern, my friend, and it covers everything. You don't have to pray for hours and hours and hours and hours for God to understand what you're trying to do or what you're trying to say. No, you do not. Being sincere and righteous and honest to God when you pray. What did the scripture say about prayer? Yahuwah wants to hear our prayers from the heart. Yes, he wants us to have faith in him and be what? Persistent with our requests. The Bible said, let your request be known unto God. Let your request be known unto the Father. Hallelujah. Be humble and ask forgiveness. He behold, and be bold and make our request known to him. Yahuwah gave us a prayer that we can learn to recite or use it as a pattern for our own prayer. Yahuwah, he answers our prayers. Prayer is the way that we communicate with him. You can call his name, write a letter. Like some people say, I wrote a letter to the Lord. I call him, say, call him, he'll answer. All of this, but listen, people, listen. The scripture is full of advice on how to pray. Yes, it is. Yahuwah himself prayed to his father often and gave his apostles a model for prayer, speaking to him, to Yahuwah. Yahuwah has broken down the barriers that existed before our unworthiness and sin and made a way for us to enter Yahuwah's presence. We do not only rely on his own merit, but we were invited in by his mercy. Therefore, we enter in humility, giving thanks for our admission and acceptance in Yahuwah, and for acknowledging that through Yahuwah, our prayers are heard and answered. Prayers are heard and answered when we do it right, and he can accept it. This is why we have to pray, Lord, let this prayer be accepted in your sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, let it be accepted. Yahuwah wants us to pray to him. Call to me, he said, and I will answer you, and I will tell you wonderful and marvelous things in Jeremiah 33:3. But you must call unto him. You must call unto Yahuwah. And he know that your prayer is what? Is directing to the heart of God. If any of you lack wisdom, he said, you should pray to who? To Yahuwah, who will give it to you, James 1:5. And when you pray, praise God, go into your room, close your door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Matthew 6:6. Scripture teaches that. Yahuwah wants us to what? Pray to him and tell us, and he tells us how. Much prayer and supplication. We are asking Yahuwah for something and acknowledging our what? Inability to get it for ourselves. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, quest, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be, the door will be opened unto you. He give us all the instruction that we need to have a perfect, dominant, real Christian prayer life. I urge, praise God, that a petition, prayers, request, and thanksgiving be offered to who? Yahuwah, for all people, 1 Timothy 2:1. Prayer requires faith. Faith without what works is dead. That the Bible says, you must not expect to receive anything from God without faith. It's impossible to please him. Impossible to please him. You have no faith, you can't please God. You have no faith. Faith without works is dead. God can't hear you without faith. Just a mimic of words. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he said it, praise God. He said it so plain. I urge you to petition, prayer, request that for thanksgiving be offered to what? To Yahuwah, for all people. What he said to us, stop praying for you, your family, just you pray for all people. Selfish prayers we pray. Lord, give me, gotta have. For me, my family, my this, my that. Not, you must pray. We must pray for all people, whether you like them or not. My God. Yes, yes. Prayer requires faith. It is not a mystical formula for getting what we want. We must trust that Yahuwah exists and can hear us whenever he comes to what? Whenever we come to Yahuwah, you must have faith and that it exists. Hebrews 11:6. We're praying and we must what? Seek the will of Yahuwah. Now this is the confidence, that's right, that we have in him. That's what the word says. That if we ask him anything according to his will, he would hear us. 1 John 5:14. According to his will. Oh, gee, my goodness. And Yahuwah talked through what parables that consistency is important, praise God, when praying. In the parable of the widow and the judge, the widow kept on demanding her rights until the judge got tired of all her persistency and granted her request. We are not persistent. We do it a little bit and then we quit. We stop. We get tired. We don't see nothing. We don't see no changes. We don't think nothing is happening. And so you quit. We ask anything according to his will. He said he would do it. He hear us. 1 John 5:14. Yes. The widow was just constantly. She was just persistent, granted. She kept going to that king. You don't care what he said. No, she went right back. She believed in God, heard her prayer. And one day that judge said, man, this widow again, give her what she wants.
I'm tired. Give her what she wants. He got tired of her. And she got what she desired. She was persistent. He granted it. Now will you who will not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night for help? Luke 18:17. We get weary when we have to ask them for their time. We get weary. We get tired. We don't want to do it anymore. But you're not persistent. And when we're not persistent in our prayer life, nothing happens. Unanswered prayer. Hey, God, you got that. We need to seek your who's will. Prayer request and requires an attitude of humility and repentance. If I ignore any of my sins, your who will not listen to me. In Psalms, praise God, 66:18, if they pray to me and repent and turn away from the evil they have been doing. Just like that. If they pray to me and repent and turn from that evil they have been doing, then I will hear them in heaven, forgive their sins, and make their land prosperous again. America is not prosperous because America has turned from God. They won't pray to him. They will not pray to God. America don't want to pray anymore. I'm not saying everybody's not praying, but it's not enough. It's not enough. America has turned away from God. We're not prosperous because we have turned away from God. We have sought our own righteousness. We have sought after other gods. Hallelujah. Yes. And God is not pleased. If they pray to me, you heard that? If they would pray to me and repent, turn from that evil, evil they have been doing. My goodness, I will hear in heaven, forgive their sins and make their land prosperous again. You heard what your president said. He want to make America what? White again. Yes, that's what he wants. But you better try to be making it right again. Because the land is fouled and is headed for doom. We, as Americans, have turned our faith from God. He will not beg anymore. But he said, tell them in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. You turned your backs on a living God. You picked up false gods. You start falling after fame and money and houses and cars and clothes and careers. We've done all of that. But he said, I will heal them in heaven and forgive their sin and make their land prosperous again. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I'll do it for you, but that's something you got to do to get it. And when we do this, praise God, when you have revealed scriptures to back up your request, you have good reasons to have faith in Yahuwah. For what you are asking for. Some of us ask amiss. There are something that the scripture tells us to ask. Yahuwah for, and some of the obvious requests should be salvation, healing, provision, deliverance, protection. Protection. Everything is coming up on the land of America. Everything. Sicknesses, diseases, all kind of stuff. Coming up on our land because we, America, has turned your face against God. And you expect to prosper? And you expect to have the greatness? And this land to still stand as it once did? Because from what I'm seeing, you found this land on God we trust. But we have kicked him out, and everything else has stepped in. That is to destroy and humiliate America. These are promises, praise God, that are in your word. And you need to know them. You also need to know how simple it is to qualify to claim all the things, these things that are promised. God promised us the best. The best. We got things coming that never happened before. Like, Lord, what is going on? We have turned our backs against our Maker, the universal God. We have turned our backs against him. Our back, he looks at our backs. We have turned from righteousness to evil. Evil. Word of God said, judgment shall begin at the house of God and spread in our homes, our families. Yes. And when you really get a vision of just how much Yahuwah loves all of us, then you will begin to understand Yahuwah's heart, and then you should pray accordingly. Bringing all your prayers into what? Comfort to the word of Yahuwah, which the Spirit inspires in 2 Peter 1:21, 2, 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. Yahuwah calls us. He calls us to be in his word every day and to pray in the Spirit at all times. And if we knew the word of God, Yahuwah daily meditating on his word, day and night, hallelujah, then our prayers will be shaped by the word, which means they will be shaped by the Spirit, not only to be moved by the Spirit in prayer, but to be guided by the Spirit in prayer, hallelujah. And since this is something we are called to do, our role is to take what we know about Yahuwah's will from the word and saturate it with our prayers. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. But then, because they were hard, they was like harassed and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. But then Yahuwah, praise God, said to his disciples, the harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the master of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. Matthew 9:36-38. Yahuwah said, if you remain in me and my word remain in you, well, you can ask whatever you desire and I will do what be it will be done for you. And John 15:7. Yahuwah said, in that day you will ask me no questions. Most assuredly I'll tell you whatever you may ask from the Father in my name. Yahuwah will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name, said Yahuwah. And ask, and you will receive that your joy may be full. In John 16:23-24. And if you lack any wisdom, Yahuwah said, let him ask of what God, who gives all the liberty and without reproach. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. In faith. Faith without faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. God said, I have given every man a measure of faith. Whether you was a sinner or saved, you have been given faith. Faith does not just mean for the one saying, I'm in Jesus, I know Jesus, Jesus, I'm a saint, I'm a sinner. He gave every man a measure of faith. Every man, he gave a measure of faith. He said, I will give it to you, but let him ask in faith. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a waver of a sea driven and tossed by the wind. But let not, he said, praise God, that man suppose that he will receive anything from Yahuwah. He is double-minded. He's a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that the petition of prayer intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men and kings and all who are in high places, that we may lead a what? Tranquility and quiet life in all godliness and what? Reverence. This is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahuwah, our Messiah, who desires all people to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. And if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked, evil deeds and ways,
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 3:7-14. And then you must dress for the war. Because anytime you take on a warlike mentality, a warlike spiritual full life, you're going to have to fight in the war of spirits, evil spirits. And then he says, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Yahuwah. And with all prayer and request, praying at all times in the Spirit and being watchful to the end and all preservation and request for all, praise God, the saints of mine, be on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in opening my mouth to make known the boldness in my ministry, my mystery of what? Of the message, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. In Ephesians 6:17-20, praise God. What the Lord is saying to us, Yahuwah said, when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in what synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen by men most unsurely. I tell you, my people, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your inner chamber and shut your door. Pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father seeth in secret, will reward you openly. People have forgotten it. Everybody want to be heard for their spectacular words and their phenomenal pronunciation. But, sister and brother, let me say something to you. It has nothing but vain vanglory. There is nothing in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to do it the way the words of God say. Do it the way he say do it. Do it in your secret place. You understand a lot of praying loud and praying loud? Everybody can hear you. It's not necessary. The best life you have is a life in secret prayer with the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. And thank you, Lord. He said, do it in your inner secret chamber and have shut your door. Pray to your Father who's in secret. Your Father who's in secret will reward you openly. In praying, don't use vain repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard from their much speaking. Therefore, don't be like them, for your Father knoweth what things you need before you ask him. Matthew 6:5-7. I'm getting ready to close. Yahuwah answered them, most assuredly, I tell you, whatsoever things you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever things you will what release on earth will be released in heaven. Again, assuredly, I tell you that if two of you will agree on earth according to anything that they will ask, it will be done for them by your Father who's in heaven. For where two or three gathers together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Matthew 18:18-20. I say to you, my friend, many, praise God, hallelujah, of these sanctuaries and churches should be shut down. Government should shut them down. Because first of all, praise God, they're not teaching nothing. You're not getting nothing. All you're getting is getting there to go in there and make a shout, make a dance, and give money. But I wish they would shut it down. And most of all, turn them into a prayer center. Forget the church. Turn them into a prayer center. A prayer center. Yes. So prayers can go out and we can reclaim, praise God, the thing that God has promised to us. We will not get it, saints, without us coming back to our knees and beginning to pray unto the Father, as he says, because he's not a God that he shall lie. If he said it, he shall make it good. He shall bring it to pass. He's not a God, praise God, to promise and don't fulfill his promise. The promises are not broken. I tell you, praise God, it's time for us to get back to our first love. Begin to pray out and cry out to the Almighty God. Not, praise God, for the minister to say you're doing it, for the evangelist to say you're doing it, for the Pope to say you're doing it. God's going to be the one to write it off. I tell you, praise God, it's no more time now than to pray like we've never done prayer before. We need to pray out of our home, in our home, around our home, continue to our home, on our job, on the streets, in the street, wherever we be, prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer, praise God, will work if you work it. It will work if you work it. Yahuwah answered them, and most surely I tell you, if you have the faith and don't doubt, you will not only do, praise God, what is done to be done to the fig tree. But even, praise God, even, we're not going to worry about that fig tree. But God had a purpose for that. But even if you, even if you, praise God, pray, you talk about the fig tree dried up, you could tell this mountain and be taken up, cast into the sea, and it will be done. All things, whatsoever you pray in prayer, believe, and you will receive. In Matthew 21:21-22. We thank God, praise God, for the word today. There's nothing like the word of God to come forth. But I tell you, praise God, you can preach till the mountain falls. But the best, praise God, connection with God is prayer. Because prayer moves God, and God will move man. You be blessed, be blessed. Until the next time, praise the Most High, Yeshua.